On today's Roadshow, I'm David Warren, your host, and we are featuring the music and the stories behind the music of one of my favorite singer-songwriters. Terry Clark is our guest today, and we heard his song with the Maranatha Singers, "The Battle Belongs to the Lord," right before the break. Do you have a favorite Maranatha song that you took the lead on, Terry?
Boy, that's a hard one. And we went through that process when we tried to choose 15 or so of the songs that I had done. I think some of my favorites were the early ones that seemed to be flags that were placed along the journey of a lot of Christians during those years, and still call when they hear those songs, recall those places in their journey with the Lord. And I think one of the favorites has to be that original Psalm 5, a beautiful song of the morning prayer to the Lord and the beginning of a great day. I think that's one of my favorite. I also really love "The Battle Belongs to the Lord." I think that was a major accomplishment for a great songwriter, Jamie Owens Collins, and I was really privileged to sing it, as well as Billy Batstone wrote several songs, a lot of songs for the Maranatha Projects, and I got to sing one of the greats, "Nobody Like You," and that was one of my favorites as well.
I love that song, and I love how the singers back you up. It is so nice and tight. I mean, that must have felt good in the studio.
Oh, boy.
You know, Terry, as a program director, I can recognize your voice very readily. I don't wonder. It is so obviously Terry Clark when you're singing with a group or when I hear a song come on the radio. And I was trying to think of how I would describe your voice, and the word kept coming up, haunting. Now, I looked that word up, and there is a negative meaning of haunting, but there's also a positive meaning of haunting, and that is something that persists or stays around, and in this case, it just stays in your head. How would you describe your voice, your singing voice?
Well, I that's a tough one. I know that I've been using it since I came out of the womb, and quite loudly and long notes even started at that point. And that's been a long time. I think part of what makes a voice is what has transpired in someone's life, because I believe it takes a passion and an endurance, a determination level to sing with. I think the only word that I can really use is the passion for what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I think it comes through in enduring the walk that we as Christians are faced with. I think that out of that walk comes the pure nature of what God has created us for. And, of course, generally that's to worship God. And He gives us specific ways to do that. For me, I believe that the voice is where that comes out and flows most freely. And in some people, it would be a piece of art or a sculptor or something like that. For some people, it's to build a house or build a family. You know, mm-hmm. It's all what God has specifically made us for, and His design is perfect. So when that window, that specific window, opens up and flows freely, then I think you have that same haunting value, that it just sticks with you, it etches in your mind and your heart, because it calls something from your own soul that combines with it.
I'd like you to tell us about a song. I believe it's my favorite song from your CD, "Only Believe." You wrote this song called "High and Lifted Up." Set it up for us, Terry.
Well, that was another almost spontaneous combustion that happened, and it was because I could see the inability of we as Christians to see beyond our own day, our own house, our own hand, our own thoughts, and then suddenly there was this realization that the Holy Spirit has been given to us so that we can glimpse our coming Lord, our Savior, and our Redeemer, and that he is always coming quickly, and he's coming to where we are, which all gave that kind of explosive expression of what's, you know, lyrically, it's kind of a blues song, because you're talking about looking down the road and your eyes are open and you can see that the Lord is coming, and not just to relieve your pain or to relieve your blues, but to take you into a new world. So there's the journey and the pathos of that mixed with the exciting prospect of what he's going to bring with him when he comes.
Savior coming for me. I've been looking down the road, see my Savior coming for me. I've been waiting so long, now I'm singing this sweet, sweet song. My Savior coming for me. When I'm looking down the road, I see my Savior coming for me. I know it must be real soon, 'cause I can see him breaking into you. My Savior coming for me.